Malnutrition remains a major challenge for millions of children in Ghana and the world in general. It is estimated that about 50% of deaths in developing countries are as a result of malnutrition. This notwithstanding, it remains one of the latest, least addressed health problems. Deputy Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Gloria Kwanzaa-Sari, said this at a dissemination workshop on the International Lipid-Based Nutrient Supplement in Accra. She said malnutrition has serious consequences for the health and survival of those affected, as it also impairs intelligence, strength, energy, productivity, and contributes to mortality. There is therefore the need to find lasting solutions to the situation by improving on the quality of complementary foods. Here's a report by Antoinette Abba.
Lipid-based nutrient supplements, LNS, is a family of products that deliver vitamins and minerals, essential fatty acids, protein and energy in a lipid matrix. Most LNS have soy or canola oil, peanut paste, milk butter, sugar, and are low in moisture content to prevent spoilage. Pregnant and lactating mothers and children of 6 months and above are encouraged to take it, as it has the efficacy of preventing anemia and malnutrition. The Deputy Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Gloria Kwanzaa-Sari, said two of the major defects associated with malnutrition are stunting and anemia. She said the nationwide coverage is 19%, with Greater Accra recording 10%, while the northern region has the highest of 33%. She said stunted children suffer from physical incapacity and productivity. Dr. Kwanzaa-Sari is hopeful that Ireland's project will address the challenges of undernutrition by improving on the quality of complementary foods that pregnant and lactating women as well as infants take.
The Ghana Health Service and partners are working hard to implement a number of both nutrition interventions and related actions that have demonstrated effectiveness in improving nutrition outcomes, reducing child mortality, and protecting human capital. With regard to feeding of the young child, it is well known that the way to go is promoting local production and consumption of affordable and culturally appropriate foods and providing micronutrient supplements to young children, pregnant and lactating women. We believe this project will contribute to find lasting solutions to the situation by improving the quality of complementary foods.
A former principal investigator at Islands Ghana, Professor Analati, said there is the need to increase food production, especially in the areas of protein, vegetables and fruits. She said research has shown that pregnant women and children who take food supplements aside breast milk have reduced risk of diseases.
If you look at the rate at which we are reducing stunting, it's coming down, but it's slow, quite slow. We still have over 160 million children who are stunted globally. And that weight is also coming down, but the rate is very slow. We really want to get to a point where we can really bring this down quickly and fast, because we know the consequences of stunting. The effects are lifelong, and it can affect economic development.
A lecturer at the School of Biological Science at the University of Ghana, Professor Matilda Stena-Siedu, said reduction in malnutrition in all its forms is possible by 2030 if programs planned are adhered to. She said the Islands project has come at an opportune time as it targets maternal and child nutrition and health.